Welcome students to the distant e-learning program launched by AES. Today we will be discussing about concepts of acid, bases and salts. Before going through this, let us know about different types of elements that we have already studied. As of now, there are 115 known elements, although those 115 are not in sequence. Element 1 to 112, hydrogen to unanbium, are known, with unanbium only being discovered in 1996. Elements 114, 116 and 118 have also been discovered more recently, bringing the total to 115 known elements. Why am I talking about all these elements? Yes, these elements which are known to us, they combine to form a large number of compounds. On the basis of their chemical properties, all the compounds can be classified into three groups: acids, bases and salts. We have already studied this before, that substances which are sour in taste are regarded as acids, such as lemon juice, vinegar, grapes, fruit juice and spoiled milk. Of course, many more are there. They taste sour since they are acidic. Similarly, substances with bitter taste and soapy touch are regarded as bases, such as caustic soda, caustic potash, slaked lime, etc. Salts are formed by the chemical combination of acids and bases. So most common salt is the table salt that you already know. Other examples such as washing soda, baking soda, copper sulfate, etc. But all acid and bases are not tasted or touched, as some of them harm the body. Now acid and bases, that's why they are recognized by indicators. Now what are indicators? Indicators are the chemicals which indicates with the means of sharp change in the color. Now these indicators can be either natural indicators or synthetic indicators, even olfactory indicators. Now natural indicators means which you obtain naturally, maybe from plant or animal or any other source. Chemical indicators or artificially synthesized indicators are chemically prepared. And olfactory indicators, they are actually again plant origin. They actually help by detecting through smell. Now, the natural indicators can be of many types, such as the very known natural indicator is litmus. And others are like China rose, turmeric, red cabbage leaves, and there are many colored petals of flowers. So now, synthetic indicator can be phenolphthalein, methyl orange, thymyl blue. So there are many more synthetic indicators. Olfactory indicators can be clove or onion, which changes the smell, especially in acid or in base. Now when we talk about this litmus indicator, which is natural, this indicator is actually obtained from the lichens. The extract from the lichen is purple dye in color. Now this litmus is available as blue litmus or red litmus, either in solution form or maybe as litmus paper. Now this litmus actually gives color change from blue to red. That means in acid it will turn blue litmus to red, and if it is a base it will turn red litmus to blue. Means in base it will turn blue, in acid it will turn red. Alright, and if you talk about methyl orange color changes to yellow if it is a base. But in acid, it is reddish in color. So it changes from reddish to yellow, from acid to base. Phenolphthalein, if you check, it is basically colorless. But in acid, it is colorless. As and when it becomes more basic in nature, it turns pink in color. So acid, it is colorless, and basic solution, it turns pink. Similarly, even the other indicators such as turmeric, you might have seen in base, when you apply soap on any yellow curry stain, you will see it turns red in color, because turmeric is an indicator and it gives red color in the basic solution because soap is a base. Also, if you talk about red cabbage, Again, it is actually red in color, but it gives green color if it enters into basic solution. Alright, so there are so many natural indicators which keep changing its color in order to tell us whether it is acidic or basic. Now, if we talk about olfactory indicators, olfactory means relating to the sense of smell. Okay, so those substances whose smell or odor changes in acidic or basic solution are called as olfactory indicators. Such as onion, if you take, it has a characteristic smell, right? Even vanilla extract has a characteristic pleasant smell. Now in basic solution like sodium hydroxide solution, if you add vanilla extract, it will not detect the characteristic smell of vanilla extract. Okay, that means in basic solution it will lose its smell, but in acidic solution the smell will remain as it is, it will not get destroyed, right? In the case of onion, again the smell cannot be detected when a basic solution like sodium hydroxide is added. Alright, so all these indicators, the olfactory indicators, it changes its smell in either in acid or in base. Right, so this is the importance of indicator, because indicator actually helps us to find out whether the substance is acid or base without touching them or without tasting them, because these acid and bases are harmful for our body. Not all, but yes, some of them are extremely harmful to our body. Now the common indicators can tell us whether the given substance is an acid or a base. They cannot tell us whether the given substance is strong acid, weak acid, or a strong base or a weak base. In other words, the common indicators can tell us the relative strength of acid or bases. For example, litmus can tell us whether sulfuric acid and vinegar are acidic, but it will not tell us whether it is more acidic or less acidic. Now, in order to know about this, we actually use universal indicators. We will be discussing about this later in this chapter. So, even universal indicator is a kind of indicator, or it's a mixture of many different indicators or dyes which gives different color at different pH values of the entire pH scale. We are going to study about this pH value and pH scale later in this chapter. Let us know more about acids. When we talk about acids, acids turn blue litmus to red. They also conduct electricity. They are very good electrolytes. And this, you must know that acids can be organic acids or inorganic acids. When I say organic acid, means they will be of organic origin, means they will be originating from plants or animals. So these acids are generally weak acids. For example, acetic acid, citric acid, lactic acid, tartaric acid, these are all organic acids which are originating naturally from plants or animal. So they are also used as preservatives. When you talk about inorganic acids, which is mineral acid, they are generally strong, except carbonic acid, which is soft. You must have had soft drinks, isn't it? Soda. Alright, so mineral acids prepared from minerals, that is hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, nitric acid, they will never give test in dry condition. They need always water in order to become acidic. Now, let us know about the properties of acid. Some properties you have already studied before, that acids have sour taste, they turn blue litmus to red, acid solution conducts electricity or they are good electrolytes, they release one or more H plus ion in aqueous solution. Now, let us see properties of acid with metals, what happens when it reacts with metal oxides, what happens when it reacts with metal carbonates or metal bicarbonates, reaction with bases, and other properties. Now first, action with metals. When acid reacts with metal, they will produce metal salt and hydrogen gas. Remember children, when it reacts with metal, it will definitely release hydrogen gas and it will form salt. For example, when sodium metal reacts with hydrochloric dilute solution, it will form sodium chloride and hydrogen gas will be released. Remember, not all metal reacts, but yes, most of the active metals will displace hydrogen from the acid, such as sodium, potassium, zinc, iron, calcium, magnesium, etc. These are known as active metals, which easily displaces hydrogen from the dilute acid. So remember, most of the acid reacts with metal to form salt and evolve hydrogen gas. This shows that hydrogen is common to all acids. Remember. Now let us see action with metal oxides. Remember, metal oxides are basic in nature. So when this metal oxide reacts with acid, it will form salt and water. Remember neutralization reaction? Yes. So when acid reacts with metal hydroxide, which is basic, it will form salt and water. For example, when zinc oxide is metal oxide, which is basic in nature. So when I react this with hydrochloric acid, it has to give salt, which is zinc chloride and water. Alright, so the reaction between acid and metal oxide will form salt and water. It is just similar to neutralization reaction between an acid and a base to form salt and water. Thus, the reaction between acid and metal oxide is a kind of neutralization reaction. It shows the basic nature of metal oxides. Now, when I talk about action with metal carbonate and metal bicarbonate, the acid will react with it to form again salt and water, but there will be release of carbon dioxide because they have carbonate in them. Remember, the hydrogen ion of acid will combine with the carbonate to form carbonic acid, which will split into water and carbon dioxide. So let us see once again action with metal carbonate and metal bicarbonate. Remember, both metal carbonates and bicarbonates will react with acid to evolve carbon dioxide gas and form salt. Of course, water will be released. Remember one thing, these bicarbonates is also called as hydrogen carbonate. Also, calcium carbonate is insoluble in water, while calcium hydrogen carbonate is water soluble. So reaction will be given by calcium hydrogen carbonate as it is water soluble. It can ionize easily. So let us recap. We have studied about action with metals, where when dilute acid will react with metals, it will give metal salt and hydrogen gas. When acid reacts with metal oxide, it will give salt and water. Remember neutralization. Then when acid reacts with metal carbonates and metal bicarbonates, it will give salt, water plus carbon dioxide gas. Alright, now here don't forget that calcium carbonate is insoluble and calcium hydrogen carbonate is water soluble. Now let us see what happens when acid reacts with bases. Of course, it's a neutralization reaction which you have studied before. It will form salt and water, right? So actually, when an acid is treated with a base, the base neutralizes the acid and destroys its acidity. Since an acid and base neutralize each other's effect, so the reaction between an acid and base to form salt and water is called neutralization reaction. Now the other property of acid is its corrosive nature. Acids have corrosive nature. The mineral acid cause severe burn on the skin and attack and eat up materials like cloth, wood, metal structures and stonework. So they are said to be corrosive. For example, if concentrated sulfuric acid falls accidentally on skin, cloth or wood, it causes severe burn on the skin. It cut holes in the cloths and burn the wood, producing black spot on its surface. So acids are never stored in metal containers. Remember that. because they gradually corrode and eat up the metal container. Acids are always or generally stored in containers made of glass and ceramics because they are not attacked by acids. So we have studied the properties of acids, and also we have seen the action with metals, action with metal oxides, action with metal carbonates and metal bicarbonates, also with bases, and the corrosive nature of acid. Now let us see the properties of bases. According to modern definition, a base may be defined as a substance capable of releasing one or more OH- ions in aqueous solution, that means hydroxide ions in aqueous solution. But all metals oxides and metal hydroxides are bases. For example, sodium oxide is a metal oxide, so it is a base, and sodium hydroxide, which has OH minus, is a metal hydroxide, it is also a base. So please remember, all the metal oxides and metal hydroxides are bases, because they will release, some of them will release OH minus, otherwise they will react with acid. Remember, metal carbonates and metal hydrogen carbonates are also considered to be bases because they neutralize the acid. So when I talk about bases, which you've studied before, bases are bitter in taste, soapy in touch, they are good electrolytes. The solution of substance like caustic soda, lime, which is chuna, and washing soda are bitter in taste and soapy to touch. They are called bases. But this is not enough. Of course, bases will turn red litmus to blue. But this is not enough, because bases, whether they have OH minus ions or not, some of them will definitely neutralize the acid. So you remember that bases can be metal oxides, metal hydroxides, metal carbonates, and metal hydrogen carbonate. These are all considered as bases. When you talk about alkalis, remember those bases which dissolve in water without any chemical reaction have a special name, which is called as alkali. So alkalis are the base which is soluble in water. For example, sodium hydroxide, it is highly soluble in water. Potassium hydroxide, calcium hydroxide, they are soluble in water, so they are all called as alkalis, in fact strong alkalis. Now, properties of bases, apart from bitter taste, soapy touch, red litmus to blue, conducting electricity, we will see its action with metals, its action with non-metallic oxides, its action with acids and other activities. Now let us see properties of bases, action with metals. When metals react with bases, for example, sodium hydroxide is a base. Now when it reacts with zinc metal on heating, it will form sodium zincate salt and hydrogen gas will be released. Also, when you talk about tin reacting with sodium hydroxide, it will form sodium tannate, releasing hydrogen gas. Now here you should remember one thing, that all the metals do not react with bases to form salt and hydrogen gas. Only few metals such as zinc, tin and aluminium, they will react with strong alkali in order to release hydrogen gas, and here they are going to form certain salts, complex material. Now action with non-metallic oxide. Now when acid reacts with metal oxides, acids reacts with metal oxides, but bases will react with oxides of non-metals. Bases need non-metal oxides. So for example, when we take sodium hydroxide, it's a base, right? Now when it reacts with
Carbon dioxide, carbon is a non-metal. So carbon dioxide is non-metallic oxide. So when base reacts with non-metallic oxide, it will form its carbonate and water will be released. So it is also a kind of neutralization reaction because base is now reacting with non-metallic oxide, which is generally acidic in nature. So the reaction of non-metal oxide with bases to form salt and water shows that the non-metal oxides are acidic in nature. Alright, now bases react with acid to form salt and water. This is again a neutralization reaction. Bases will react with acid to form salt and water. And that is the reason why hydrogen ion from acid reacts with hydroxide ion from base to give water. And so let us again revise properties of bases. Bases have bitter taste. Bases feel soapy to touch. Bases turn red litmus to blue. Bases conducts electricity in a solution. Reaction of base with metal is some of the metals will react to form its salt and hydrogen gas will be released. Reaction with base with non-metallic oxide will give it aqueous salt and water. And bases will react with acid to form salt and water.